Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A male teacher in Florida will not supervise a girl in the boys' shower. Sounds amazing? Sounds common sense. Yet why is the school wanting him to do just that? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is the Pasco County School Board. The administrators have threatened, up until Liberty Counsel intervened, disciplining a PE teacher who is a male, and also, by the way, another one who's a female PE teacher as well, who had a conscience-based objection and said, I can't supervise a girl naked, undressing, or showering in the boys' locker room. And in fact, Matt, this girl went to the boys' locker room and began undressing, and the boys came running out. These are young boys.
Do you blame them?
I mean, you know, it's like,
gosh, what is what? This?
These are young boys. These are middle school kids.
Right.
Middle school kids. And so they're in their gym, their PE room, after they're playing soccer, whatever they're going to be doing that day. And they're changing into their school clothes again or into their PE clothes. And here comes a girl.
Yikes.
And starts just undressing. These boys start running out of the locker room down the hallway.
And the parents had no clue this was happening either.
No. And so the PE teacher, Matt, the client that we represent, he went and asked, what is this about? And they, another person threw up their arms and said, well, we don't have any control over it. The person has a right to be able to use the locker room, shower room, dressing room of their choice.
So this... to say, we use the word... This
you're is, speechless, aren't you?
I'm telling you, we call this insane.
They have lost their minds in Pasco County.
It is not a strong enough term. It shows you how utterly absurd and frankly just evil, how upside down this whole transgender movement is. They told him, you know, this might cost you your job. They said you might lose your teacher certificate where you can no longer teach. If you don't, an adult male, don't stand there and gawk at a girl, a teenage girl, naked in the shower, you're going to lose your job? I mean, this is so backward and so upside down. I can't believe we're even having this conversation. But that's how out of touch, untethered from reality.
That came from, that comment that you just mentioned came from the school board attorney to our client. And the school board attorney told our client, do you realize that you could lose your job? You could lose your teacher's license, and you will never be able to teach again. Are you willing to do that?
Or even get transferred, of all things, yeah.
A short time ago, the teacher would be arrested.
I know!
Kathy Scalise, the director of the Office for Employee Relations, in an email, and we have the email chain, because, you know, the superintendent wants to say, oh, well, nobody was disciplined. All of this information is wrong. Well, we have the email chain, and Kathy Scalise, the director of the Office of Employee Relations, in an email, she discussed sending the teacher home and putting him on administrative leave so that, quote, I think she says it sends a clear message that we will not tolerate his behavior, close quote. His behavior is, I can't watch and supervise a naked girl in the boys' locker room. He asked for two things. One, I want to be accommodated and be opted out. And number two, the parents need to know.
Yeah.
And they have refused. Now, she then said to another person after that email, I think it sends a clear message that we will not tolerate his behavior. She then, on the very same day that they got our public records request, on the same day, because the email chain says, oh, we just got a public records request from the attorneys representing the PE teacher. And then the next email chain said, from Kathy Scalise, the director of the Office for Employee Relations, tell the principal, tell the PE teacher, tomorrow do not come back to work. Well, that was stopped in its tracks because we got involved.
Gratefully.
So they threatened him. The school board attorney threatened him with loss of his teacher's license. They were one day away, because we just happened to come in on the day that this communication was happening, one day away from putting him on administrative leave so that they could send a message, we're not going to tolerate your behavior, Mr. PE teacher.
But then on top of that, you have the superintendent got in front of the whole school board meeting and said, well, the students, they don't shower in the showers. They don't undress in the locker rooms. And I'm like, excuse me?
Really?
What do they do?
I mean, he's out of touch. And so, you know, the pastor, and so, yeah, the superintendent also said, oh, and he's a good teacher. So the pastor of the PE teacher stood up in the open meeting and said, I'm glad you think he's a good teacher. He is a good teacher. I know him very well. He's a member of my church. Would a good teacher lie? Would a good teacher lie? And then he says, and by the way, we have the emails to prove what Liberty Counsel and the teacher, the PE teacher, are saying. Now, what happened here is the Pasco County School District hired a woman who is very connected with GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. And she created a manual called Best Practices Guide, primary drafter of it, that also includes a, quote, gender support plan.
Let's call it Worst Practices Guide, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And it is infiltrating, indoctrinating the young people with homosexuality, LGBT, gender confusion. She says in here, as far as the FAQs, the frequently asked questions, so to speak. Parents don't need to know. Parents don't need to know. Shouldn't know.
And we have a copy of the LGBTQ history coloring book that she's encouraging other teachers to use as well.
And where did she get that? GLSEN.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
That is part and parcel of the homosexual activist agenda. They have to, first of all, turn truth upside down on its head. They have to reprogram and indoctrinate people to go against their natural inclinations. They know what is true and right. People know intuitively that a male is a male, that a female is a female. So they have to call black, white, up, down. It's really Orwellian. It's doublespeak. They have to do that. They have to indoctrinate them. And then they have to be subversive and they have to be furtive in trying to hide the truth and the facts from parents. So they're circumventing parental rights. And we don't even really have time to delve into the conscience objection that this PE coach has. How dare they tell him, force him to stand there against his conscience and look at a teenage girl naked? They can't do that. Our culture has completely become untethered from reality, and it's because we have turned our face away from God, I believe.
Absolutely. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. You're talking about 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. That's middle school in Florida. Mm-hmm. That's what middle school is. And they're saying that when you have a, like this girl who's confused about who she is and wants to be a boy, and now she wants to be referred to with, who knows, male pronouns. Sometimes they want to be referred to with plural pronouns like their or they. Yes, that's right, plural pronouns. She wants to be referred to, I guess, as a male. She wants to be able to go to the male shower room and undress and change and be there just like the boys. And so according to Jackie Jackson Dean, the school psychologist who's behind all this, who brought all this to the school, don't tell mom and dad. Don't tell their parents. Don't tell their legal guardian. The only way you would tell them is if the student says, yeah, you can tell my parents or legal guardian.
How dare they?
And then she's referring them to outside private organizations without the knowledge of the parents, and these private organizations are providing medication, other kinds of indoctrination, totally unaware by the parents who are sending their child to school, wondering,
political extremist,
why are they
children
coming home so confused
yeah.
and not knowing what's happening in the schools?
Right.
It's indoctrination and it needs to stop. So we're working with the school. This is happening all over the country. So check out what's happening in your local school and let us know. Find out what's taking place. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Council, especially at this time of year, with your financial support, all of the work that we do at no cost to our clients. And we couldn't do it without your prayers and certainly without your financial partnership. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.